Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Extra Sauce Podcast.
It's my fancy sauce.
I want some fancy sauce.
Yeah.
I'm not done using it.
With the czar of sauces, Greg Hill.
If you're not a nerd, stop listening to the podcast immediately. we do all kinds of things on Extra Sauce.
And
we have been discussing the season 7 premiere of Game of Thrones all week.
Yep.
Huge. Because I happen to be obsessed, like most of the world, with it. So I thought we would dedicate a bit of the podcast today to a little nerd talk on Game of Thrones and talk about what's going to happen on Sunday night.
Right.
Shu was able to, because he runs in nerd circles.
You know, we communicate.
You were able to track down the ultimate
Game
of Thrones nerd.
And a
lot of people think they shame the nerds by acting like they don't get to ever hang out with chicks. But there's a whole little nerd thing going where they have, it's almost like the male nerds know something the rest of us don't,
mm-hmm.
because there's some hot male nerd, some hot female nerds.
Oh yeah,
and they have them to themselves.
Yes,
plus
absolutely.
They have something. Plus they have something in common.
You're
with
letting
them.
The secret out, Greg.
Yeah, it's like when you're hanging out in the Star Trek chat rooms,
right?
And some random female nerd checks in. Boom! Yeah. You guys have something in common automatically.
She's like, do you like the handheld phaser? Do you like the full on pistol? And I'm like, yeah, DTF all the way.
So you track down Deanna. What's Deanna's last name?
Filsinger.
Okay.
Right.
And she's like a renowned Game of Thrones nerd.
Yeah.
And she was kind enough to come on the podcast. And after Deanna, we're going to talk about Canacon, which is coming to Boston.
Yes.
So we'll bring it back with a little weed talk after Game of Thrones. But Deanna, I am told that you are the world's ultimate Game of Thrones nerd.
That's true.
All right, good.
True.
Now, you actually sound like kind of a cute nerd. I mean, there are cute nerds out there, Shu. You know this.
Oh, I know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Being the Trekkie, I know in the Trekkie world, are you wearing chainmail right now?
No.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Named after Star Trek, though.
Really?
Deanna Troi?
Yes.
Really?
Ugh, you got that right. What's wrong with you that you got that right, Shu?
Hello.
So your parents were Trekkies. They were nerds too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're going to do a whole other podcast with them.
Yeah, you're going to do a whole. Oh, your dad was a Trekkie?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now, do you still live with them?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. This is
all the qualifications are there.
All the stereotypes.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I could not be more excited about season 7. I'm sure you feel the same way.
I'm so excited.
Are you so excited? Yeah. I think, let me ask you a question. This is before we get into specifics on Game of Thrones, this is just a routine question. How do you personally keep track of everything? Because I'm 50, so it gets confusing. I think Game of Thrones has had over 150 different characters since launching. Mm-hmm. How do you, like, do you take notes? Do you have, like, some kind of an Excel spreadsheet or something? Like, how do you do it?
I think I just have a good memory.
I've
read all the books. I listened to a podcast. I've watched the show through, like, 3 times, I think.
Jeez.
3 times? All of it? Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah. I watched it myself, and then I watched it with my ex when he watched it for the first time, and then I watched it with my parents.
I mean, you have to have a little bit of time on your hands, I do too. I focus a lot on television. It's one of my things. So listen, we have mother of dragons heading toward King's Landing with the army. Do you think, is there an alliance formed? And if so, which alliance, like what alliance do you think gets formed?
I want to say that Daenerys and Jon Snow and Sansa are going to team up eventually.
Really?
I know the first episode's called Dragonstone, so it's going to be Daenerys going to Dragonstone for the first time. I'm kind of convinced with the show that if you don't see someone die, then they didn't die. Mm. So I don't know if Stannis went back to Dragonstone, maybe, because that was his like stronghold.
Yeah.
So that could be interesting.
So that's kind of like when we say on the show, no pictures, no proof. If somebody if somebody hasn't died.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you think, all right, so you think that that's the alliance that is formed, and then they
had a possibility.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Jon Snow, what is your opinion on what was going on? You know, he was named King of the North.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see Sansa give Baelish a look.
Yeah, so Sophie Turner, who plays Sansa, she had an interview with someone, and she said that she thinks that look meant that she was like, oh God, like I could have taken power and now they've chosen him. And she's making eye contact with Peter about like, oh, now we have to take John down. I don't think that's the case.
Mm.
I kind of think she was like, oh no, like now I have to defend my brother against this crazy perv man.
Well, that's what, I mean, what do you think Baelish's thing is? Like, what's his ultimate mission? Like what is he, I mean obviously he wants power and everything, but what is he's got to try to get into Sansa's head or whatever to try, I mean,
I think he's just like one of those like typical like creepy stalker pedophile-y guys, because the only reason that he is infatuated with Sansa is because he was in love with Sansa's mother.
Correct.
And she looks just like her, at least in the books, looks way more like her, looks exactly like her. And I think that he's just like throwing his infatuation of Catelyn over onto Sansa, and he's a manipulative bastard.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like when Shu and LB go out, Shu takes the mom.
Like, is that what that is? Yeah, my obsession is with the older lady.
LB gets the daughter.
Yeah, real nice. We had to bring that into this perfectly good discussion about a wonderful TV show, and you had to taint it with elderly porn.
Well, you're king nerd. You must have a question or two here.
Can I just admit something to you right now?
Yes.
I have never seen one episode of Game of Thrones.
Ew. What is wrong with him, Deanna? What is wrong with him?
Yeah.
Why?
I've been watching, it's kind of like, to me, and I'm not comparing him, it's like the Lord of the Rings thing and the fantasy stuff.
Is it too mystical for you, too? Like,
I don't really lean towards that, you know? Like, I'm a sci-fi guy, but I'll tell you, when I tell people that, your reactions were very mellow. Some people go, oh, my God!
Yeah.
You know, it's like I said, I ate a baby. Well, there's something. Oh, my God, really? What's wrong with you?
Well, there's a lot of people. I mean, listen, it's been amazingly successful, amazingly popular.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
So there are people probably who are reading about it and hearing us and who don't watch, who are wondering how the hell they're going to catch up on 6 seasons by Sunday. I mean, it is something that you can, don't you think, Deanna, you can get, and listen, there's a lot of characters, there's a lot of storylines. There's storylines that just go away from the beginning that you know, have to come back before it ends next season. But I think you can get it pretty quick, don't you think, Deanna?
Well, there's only, like, it's not like it's one of those TV shows that has 22, 24 episodes a season and there's already 6 seasons. There's only 10 episodes a season. So that's kind of my argument to people to start off with.
Yeah.
And then my other argument is there's so many characters and so many storylines that no matter what your preference is, there's going to be someone that you connect with.
That's
true.
And
someone that like makes you want to watch the show.
I kind of connect with Lady Mormont because
Does she like sauce?
No, she's evil. What is the deal with her, by the way? What do you think happens to her this season?
The little girl?
Yes. Yes.
She's gonna kick some ass. You I don't know. So? That's yeah. all I know.
Well, great. I'm not talking about the crazy. Are you talking about the crazy Stark girl, the one who baked the dude in the pie last season? Spoiler
no,
alert.
That's Arya.
That's Arya. Yeah. No, I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm talking about the little girl. It was.
Yeah.
And then you've got the kid, the Stark kid, who turned into the three-eyed raven. There. What's Now he has amazing psychological powers, and he can kill people. Correct.
I don't think he can kill people with those powers. I think that was so inconclusive, and I'm still so unsure of what to think. I tried to do more research on what the heck that was when that episode came out. I don't understand at all. I think that he is going to be a bridge of knowledge for a lot of the characters.
Mm.
Do I need to say spoiler alert?
No.
Like
no.
Because Rhaegar Targaryen is Jon Snow's dad.
Yeah.
And
now is that are you 100% confident in that?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, listen, I think most everybody believes that was what was revealed, but there's still a tiny bit of a question to it.
I think it's more. That book hasn't come out yet, but I'm like almost 100% positive.
Ew, because I've read it in the book. I hate those are the people I don't like either. No disrespect to you.
It's not that book isn't even out yet. So
that book's not even
they're,
out.
They're are they off book now in this season? Is this the first season they're off book?
Kind of, yeah. Season 6 was kind of off book. They've taken out some characters, but there's some stuff that's like in alignment. But there's no book for like. All of the seasons line up with all the books that have come out so far, and there's no book 6 yet.
What do you make of in the trailer? Have you watched the trailer? Obviously,
yeah,
100 times I've watched it, Greg. What do you make of Sansa when she's talking about the death of the lone wolf?
Well, they said that that's like been a thing with them since the beginning. I think that it's foreshadowing of, like, at least some of the Starks reuniting. And if one of them goes off and doesn't unite, they could probably die.
Oh, I'm so excited. I wish it was Sunday night right now.
I know you're not.
Well, excited. You know, Deanna is having a party, apparently.
A viewing party?
Yeah.
Ooh. A party, yes.
What can I bring? What do we see? What appetizer?
Yeah, you guys. What do you get? Like Trekkies drink like Romulan ale, and I just got some Klingon porter from a friend of mine. You know what? What do you whip up at the Game of Thrones party there?
I mean, Omegang, the brewing company.
Oh right,
makes,
yes, they make a yeah.
Yeah,
so that's good stuff.
I have a couple of those bottles. My friends are bringing some. My son found a Game of Thrones wine.
Nice. I know one thing. You don't want to be at your party. You don't want to be sitting next to a White Walker when they get hungry.
I know. Did you see the secret Snapchat filter?
No. What? Tell me.
There's like a secret Game of Thrones Snapchat filter. You have to like click on a special link, and it only works for like an hour or something.
What?
But it turns you into a White Walker.
What?
And then it's easier.
How did I not know about this? What?
I don't know.
Wow.
Holy shit. I have got to get that. How do you do it? How do you do it? Hold on a second.
I'm amazed.
I typed it in on Snapchat filter. I just typed it in on Google.
You just typed it in on Google?
Yeah, and then it brought up the website, and you click it, and it will put the Snapchat filter on.
What do you think happens? What do you think the White Walkers do?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Well, I know just based on the books, they have like the Battle of Fire and the Battle of Ice.
Yeah.
And like the whole thing is a Song of Ice and Fire or Fire and Ice, whatever the thing is. And like ultimately, I think that there's going to be a battle between the White Walkers and the dragons because the dragons are like fire incarnate and the White Walkers are ice incarnate. And, there's some rumors that that Starks had like mated with White Walkers, so mm-hmm. these Starks have some ice blood in them.
Mm.
So if Jon Snow is a Stark and a Targaryen,
mm-hmm.
I don't know where I'm going with that, but
that's interesting. It's
very interesting.
Yeah. Well, that could be eventually, I suppose, an alliance kind of thing, or at least
yeah.
they could certainly get involved. The mm-hmm. What's the is Sam Tarly the name of that of the dude who was the guy, the Night Watch guy who had the baby and everything and then disappeared
yes.
last year? What do you think happens with him?
Well, he's at the Citadel. I feel like he's going to be kind of like Brandon Stark in that he's a bridge of knowledge. Mm-hmm. He has another Valyrian sword, which, like...
Who doesn't?
What?
I said, who doesn't?
There's only a couple, like, in the world. So, what? Like, Brienne has a Valyrian sword.
Yeah.
Jon does. And Sam Tarly does.
Sure, you
know
all about...
who has the other one, because the other one Joffrey had, but Joffrey's dead.
Right.
What does the Valyrian sword do? Does it,
It's made with, it's made with dragonfire. They're really old swords. They never dull. They like only get stronger, kind of thing. They're like the only things that can kill. Like, there's a difference between like the general zombies and like the kings of the White Walkers. The big badass guys. That can't be killed by like anything else. They can only be killed by the Valyrian steel.
So the Valyrian sword is like the Ginsu of Westeros.
Yes.
Could you say that? It's just it can cut anything, and if you get one, then you get an extra set of steak knives.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what. I can't wait until Sunday. And,
me neither.
It is, I assume that it's, I mean, I shouldn't assume. Your belief on who ends up triumphing at the end, is it Cersei, or who do you think wins?
I think it's too obvious, but I would ideally like to see, because when the Targaryens conquered Westeros originally,
mm-hmm.
they had... the reason their sigil is a dragon with three heads is because they had the king with his two sister wives who conquered Westeros. So there's three dragons. Obviously, Daenerys rides one. If Jon has Stark blood, maybe he would ride another. And then there's a rumor that Tyrion has Targaryen blood as well, so maybe he would ride the third. And the three of them rule over Westeros together.
Oh,
but I think
really?
That's too obvious.
Holy. Well, Tyrion, though, I mean, he's basically, I think he's been banished,
mm-hmm.
which to me is crazy because she had sex with her brother, which is like A-okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he killed his father, who nobody liked anyway, and he's banished for that? What? I mean, well, it doesn't seem fair to me.
It's not fair. It's dumb. It's the politics turning around because of fear of little different people.
yeah, you're right. Well, what time does the party start?
It starts at 4.
Okay. Oh, 4?
We're making Dead Ned cake pops. We're doing like stuff on the grill.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What are you doing
and
on the grill?
We're having a pool noodle jousting tournament.
Well, oh, there you go, Greg. Jousting.
Jousting. I might. I wear glasses, so I can't. I can't joust. What are you doing? Dragon meat on the grill, or what? Like, what are you?
Maybe if we can find one.
Yeah, the mountain. You're gonna serve up the mountain on the grill.
Yes.
What about the mountain? Does the mountain get killed?
That'd be like that. I feel like that meat would not be very tasty.
Mountain meat.
Very gamey. So muscly.
All right. Well, it is the penultimate season of Game of Thrones. You can tell that Deanna is very excited, and
yeah.
And thank you so much for giving us your insight And
you're
guess,
so welcome.
I guess we'll check in with you again, I'm sure, as we continue with Game of Thrones. All right, thank you, Dana.
Yeah, sounds great. Call anytime.
Okay. Oh, you'll be home with the parents? I mean, you got a lot of TV to watch, right?
I might be at work, but.
Let me guess. GameStop?
Nope.
Comic book store?
No, I have a real job.
Excuse me.
And you had a boyfriend. You said that too. You had a boyfriend, so.
I had one. Oh, yeah. No longer.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks a ton.
Thank you so much.
Boner, 1 through 11.
Wow. I don't think you in particular could have ever out-nerded me about anything.
Uh-huh.
Impressive, Greg. Nerd points galore there. Especially when she brought up the Snapchat thing.
Yeah.
You like just about wet your pants.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me?
That was incredible.
I mean, there's 150 characters, and I'm so old that I only remember who like 20 of them are. But
you guys were really nerding out. It was fun to watch.
Oh, it was a nerdgasm. a complete nerdgasm. Canacon is happening in Boston at the Heinz Convention Center. You're attending this.
Yes, I'm going to be attending and checking it out. This is a business-oriented convention.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking about getting into the business, this is the place to go. It'll give you introductions. There will be people there you can talk to about all aspects of the business part of cannabis, which is huge.
So if our elected officials ever do what the voters said they had to do and make weed legal, this is a way that you can make money. You can learn how to make money at Canacon, right?
Absolutely. Right. Yes.
Well, joining us now on Extra Sauce, it is Bob Smart, who runs Canacon.
Thank you for having me on. This is awesome.
I think there's a tendency for some that are looking at the business of marijuana to maybe chuckle a little bit and say, oh, which stoner is going to be getting into this? And when you look at a state like Massachusetts, and you've experienced this with Washington, that is about to embark on this whole thing, what kind of an estimate is there as far as all of the revenue that will be in associated businesses?
Well, to give you an idea, for Colorado alone, I mean, Colorado is $2.4 billion in just not even associated or ancillary, just the cannabis business, and created 18,000 new jobs now.
Mm.
That's just Colorado.
I believe here in Massachusetts, just medicinal marijuana, when that passed, it created about 2,000 jobs.
Yeah.
So imagine if we can start getting that kind of money going.
Boston is looking at $1.1 billion just from cannabis industry.
It's
a huge industry.
Well, it's I'm in the spirit business, so I think about the time after Prohibition, and you think about the opportunity that existed then, of course there was, you had to deal with the Al Capones of the world or whatever, who was still wanting to be involved, but it's kind of like a golden opportunity here for many to get involved in this.
Oh, it really is. It really is. And the one thing we've seen Canacon and what we really try to teach is, I've been a grower for 43 years, to give you an idea. You know how many times I've heard when I tell people that I've made my money from cannabis industry, it's just easy money, and you got the easiest, coolest job in the world. It ain't easy.
Yeah.
Anybody thinking of getting into this industry thinks, oh, this is just money, it's easy work. Not even close. It's as hard or harder than just about anything else you can think of.
I think it would be harder because of the scheduling of cannabis at the federal level. So it makes it even harder for other people to maybe want to invest, or maybe even take people seriously that want to start a business, right?
Oh, totally. I mean, again, I use Canacon as my example. I mean, I used to own a home and garden show, and that is exactly what Canacon is. You go to your home show, your home and garden show, your home's not there, but every product and the service is. And when you come out to Canacon, we don't have any cannabis there. We never have. Our huge show that we have here in Seattle, and there's 15,000 people come, 356 exhibitors, and we have it on federal property. There's no cannabis there.
Right.
But for us, just trying to get banking has been extremely difficult. Now, we are the only show, even with a federal trademark. We spent the money and the time and the appeals, and Canacon actually has a federal trademark.
So
the only show out there that does.
So instead of a home show, it's like a homegrown show, man.
There you go.
But what kinds of things, like, so what kind, when we go, what kinds of things will we experience?
Lots and lots of education and lots of cool new products and things to make your job easier. And we really focus this particular show in Boston on home grow. I mean, you guys aren't there with your laws yet, so you're not going to have any huge commercial growers out there yet until you actually have a law and a way to get a license. So we didn't, you know, bring our big, giant, you know, lighting companies to come out and sell thousands of lights to somebody. We really focused this show on all the home growers. So you're going to see a lot of that. You're going to see a lot of things that will make a small grower's job way easier, better product, better yield. Cost per gram is going to be something in this industry that as it does get legalized there and your laws do, you know, get into place and you got actually people doing business, they're going to find the most important thing is going to be their cost per gram. And we've seen the cost per gram in Washington come down. It's down to below $9 a gram now in a retail store. Mm. When I was selling medical before, I couldn't sell it for that. Not make any money. So that's the thing that we're really trying to bring out is that kind of education. Is this really is business? It's not just fun in the garage,
right? You know? And with that, and this is something that had always kind of been a concern of mine when trying to advance the cause of legalization is that there's a stereotype. Like Greg kind of mentioned, there's a stereotype. There's the guy with, you know, the guy with the dreadlocks, and he's in a drum circle, you know, and he's wearing a tie-dye tank top, and you know, but this is business, and so there, you know, people have to be taken seriously. Unfortunately, you know, perception is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And would you want to invest with a person like that, or would you want to invest with a person who, you know, has their stuff together? And there's seminars like that, right? That teach you marketing. And branding.
Absolutely.
And things.
There's IP. We've got Johnny Rush coming out. I think he's the ex-vice president of marketing for Walt Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming out to talk about marketing and branding. And we've got Cheryl Schumann coming out, who's been doing marketing and branding in the cannabis industry for years now. We've got three, four seminars just on different marketing and branding from social media to, you know, all the different ways to do that because it's gotten so specialized. So there's that. There's genetics. There's IP, you know, especially with the genetics. And, well, like I was saying, nothing that I got, Canacon has a federal trademark. There's a lot of companies out there that just don't have any of those things, and it's important. So we've got a couple of seminars on getting licensing and that type of thing. Normally, we would have a lot more seminars on the actual laws and how to get your license, but we will have seminars on at least what's going on. I know we've got Tito Jackson coming out. I believe he's one of your councilmen or something.
Yeah, mayor, running for mayor.
Running for mayor.
Okay.
Yep. And
he's going to be speaking.
Now, like Comic-Con, anybody in costume? I mean, like anybody
nope.
Anybody dressed as Cheech and Chong or anything like that?
Cheech and Chong has been to the show, but no personal suit and tie.
Yeah.
The
one thing Canacon has done from day one, our motto has been business up. And you go back and look at all the interviews when we first did our first show in 2014. It seems like forever ago. It's only 3 years ago, but it seems like a long time now. The whole thing was business up.
Yeah.
And that's really what Canacon has been about. It's why we don't have smoking at the show.
Yeah.
And it's also why we've kept our price really low. You look at the other big business seminar or expos that are out there, it's $300 to $600 to get in the door. So they kind of exclude the general public from coming in to just check it out.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on, in fact, right now, anybody that, you know, listens to your podcast, if they go on to get their ticket, they can put in Canacon 50, all capital letters, and get 50% off any tickets.
Oh, that's awesome.
So basically,
nice.
They can get a ticket for $20. Come nice. In, check out the expo. There's some free seminars they can go to, like on how to make your own edibles, the medicinal side of it, how to dose. We're not charging for those kind of seminars. Those should be free, and they are. The business-type seminars, those we do charge for. Those are extra. But you'll see all that in, if you go to the ticketing page, what everything is. And we got a big party Friday night at the Paradise. I haven't been there, but I've heard it's supposed to be a great place. And we've got all kinds of cool things going on out there. We have a job fair Saturday. So anybody interested, fill out an application. We'll have the application there. We'll have a few companies there that are looking to hire. We expected to have more, but again, the industry's not quite there with your local government kind of dragging the
yes.
I hate to say that, but
yeah.
But yeah, job fair would be a great thing. We've got in Canavest, which is kind of like a Shark Tank type deal where we've got investors, and there's going to be companies there pitching their companies to the investors.
I know one of the among the many experts, the spaceman Bill Lee, will be out there. I think Saturday.
Yeah.
Former Red Sox pitcher. He knows very. He was kind of pushing all this stuff. I think when he was still on the Red Sox.
Yeah. When he was stoned playing for the Red Sox.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I gotta love him.
He wanted to start some kind of commune, some communist Maoist based commune that grew weed or. Way back in the day.
He was ahead of his time.
Yes, he was ahead way of ahead of his time. Yeah.
I'm going to look forward to meeting him. I guess yeah. Mikey Adams is coming out, too.
Oh, yeah.
Your sports nice. Podcast guys.
Yeah.
What's the website? And again, give that code out so that people can attend.
Sure. It's CannaCon, CannaCon .org, not .com, .org. And the code is CannaCon 50.
CannaCon 50. All right. Well, I think it's an amazing opportunity to build a business. And if you're an entrepreneur, you're probably already, and you haven't gotten involved yet, you're starting to be behind already, right?
Right. Yeah.
So now,
yes. Most definitely. Now, if you're at all interested in the cannabis industry, you really need to come out to CannaCon. We've learned a lot in doing these shows and going to so many different states. And we really are fairly good at having the right type of information to help people.
All right,
and
well,
that's all we're really about.
Good luck with everything, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Look forward to meeting you guys.
Sounds pretty cool, man.
Yeah, man.
You're making money while growing weed.
You make money growing weed, and then you can buy more weed.
That's right,
oh, wait
man.
A minute. I grow it. Why am I buying it? Oh, man. Pizza's taking forever.
Anybody know what happened to our inventory?
That would be my problem. Starting a business and then just, yeah. You know, you got to follow Tony Montana's rule there. Never do your own supply.
This P&L is way off. We're missing like half of our inventory, bro.
When you said spreadsheets, I thought you meant veggie cream cheese.
Dude, you can't use the pro forma as rolling paper.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, anyway.
Yeah, anyway, those are the people we're imitating that are going to be billionaires right. in about a year.
You're right about that. Thank you very much for listening this week to Extra Sauce. We will be back next week, as long as I'm not taking some other vacation days, with another exciting episode of Extra Sauce. Subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.